Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here.
Blog Talk. Thank you for joining me, Pastor Gloria Walker, on this Sunday evening broadcast. Becoming a spiritual marksman is the topic today. I know that many of you have already been to church today, and I'm sure that whatever word you heard earlier blessed you, and by faith, I know that this word is going to bless you as well because the Holy Spirit inspired it. So, consider yourself getting a double portion on today. Amen. And if you pay close attention, this is going to help you in the new year, 2016, because the Lord has been laying on my heart as of late that we need to be submitting plans before Him, things that we feel like we want to do, things that we think He may be leading us to do. We need to be yielding and surrendering those plans to Him right now and not waiting until the last minute, all right? As usual, before I get started, I want to offer up a little prayer for us. Father, I come before you today thanking you for giving me a spirit of obedience that works for your good. Your word says in Philippians 2:13 that it is you who works in us to will and to do according to your good purposes. So I thank you that my obedience to respond to your voice this morning has resulted in a word for your people. I pray that something that I say resonates in the spirit of the listeners and they begin to learn to walk in spiritual things and not according to the traditions of men that have made the word of God of no effect. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Blog Talk, the Lord woke me up this morning. Well, as He does every morning, praise the Lord. But He woke me up this morning, and immediately I knew that we were about to get into a little something-something. I just could feel it on my spirit. That's why I played that song by Byron Cage, The Presence of the Lord is Here, because I felt His unmistakable presence this morning. He wanted me to open the Word and start reading the book of Matthew. And I started at chapter 1, and when I got to chapter 8, verses 5 through 7, the Holy Spirit began speaking. Now, let me share the scripture with you. And I'm talking about Jesus right here. It says, when He entered Capernaum, a centurion came to Him, appealing to Him and saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed in terrible distress. And He, Jesus, said to him, I will come and cure him. The Holy Spirit blog talk stopped me right there. And He told me to teach believers to stop being timid when it comes to spiritual things. He pointed out Jesus' confidence in this matter. Jesus didn't say to the centurion, okay, well, let me see what I can do. I think I can help you, or I hope this works. No. He exercised the authority that He had, that His Father had given Him. And guess what? We have the same authority. Did He not say, He told the disciples the things that, They had seen him do greater what we do. All right? Ephesians 1 and 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Who hath blessed us all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Heavenly Places Blog Talk is the spirit realm. We have all spiritual blessings right now. In other words, we have the authority to operate in another realm, not just the physical realm that we see. We have the authority to operate in the unseen things, okay? Now, further in that scripture, down in the story that I just read, the centurion told Jesus that he didn't even need to come to his house. He said, speak the word. And that's when Jesus saw his faith and said in verse 13, go, let it be done according to your faith. And the Bible says the servant, the centurion servant, he was healed within the hour. Within the hour, because the word went forth. Okay, Blog Talk, I stopped by to tell you today that it is time to operate in the spirit realm and send forth the word of God. The centurion did not need Jesus to physically come to his house and lay hands on his servant. He knew the word would accomplish that for which it had been purposed, just like the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 5, verse 11. Blog Talk, Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. It's time for us to start speaking and calling those things that be not as though they were, in Jesus' name. Amen. And here's something that made me get up off the bed and just praise the Lord this morning as the Holy Spirit was dealing with me regarding this scripture, because I knew that this was a rhema word for me. Now, this particular scripture talks about healing, but what the Holy Spirit telling me was to start speaking a word, and there were some things that have been in existence that I was getting ready to cure in my life, to put a rest to it. Amen? Check this out. This morning, when I was led to read, I felt an unction from the Holy Spirit to grab my NRSV, New Revised Standard Version Bible. And, you know, I have about five Bibles that I study from, different translations. But this morning I got my NRSV. And as I was reading this Bible, a word got my attention. It said Jesus cured the servant, not healed him. And that jumped out at me because it's so customary to read that Jesus healed somebody. We seldom read where it says cured. We always see healed, okay? And as I was meditating on that, the Holy Spirit said, yeah, I had you get this Bible because I want to explain something to you. He said there's a difference in being healed and cured. Take, for instance, cancer. You can be in remission, healed for a time, sometimes completely, sometimes not completely. But in remission, it just might return. But my God, when you're cured, cannot come back. That's a thank you, Jesus moment right there. That's why Jesus cured the centurion's servant, because he had faith in the word. The word sent forth accomplishes. It completes. It finishes. Didn't Jesus say on the cross, it is finished? Isn't Jesus the living word. Blog Talk, with all of this being said, it is time for you to create your targets. Just as Jesus had a target in this situation, the target was the centurion servant. He saw him in the spirit. Jesus was a spiritual sniper. He didn't have to know what the servant looked like. It was spiritual. Spiritual things don't need physical descriptions. Jesus sent the word to his target in the spirit realm, and it accomplished that for which it had been purposed. Jesus said, "Let it be done according to your faith." But Blog Talk, I got to stop right here. It would be remiss of me not to pause here for a minute and tell you this. I do not want you to think by any means that you can mishandle or misuse the word of God for your gain if you are not living right and having a relationship with the Father through Christ. Cannot be living any kind of way and think that you are going to use his word willy-nilly. No, ma'am. No, sir. The Bible says those who are willing and obedient will eat the good of the land. If you're not willing to do things his way, meaning live according to the principles and statutes of the word, you can forget it. Because this is where God's favor and blessings come from. Now, we can all be sinners that have been saved by grace and go to heaven, okay? This is a different issue. In this life, while we're still here to command the spirit realm, sugar, you have got to be willing to do what he said and be obedient to what he said, all right? So, again, back to being a spiritual sniper. Blog Talk, let me do this. I used to teach, and I know that there are various learning styles, you know, different ways that people learn to understand, you know, the concepts of what's being taught. So let me see if I can help you in a different way to get a visual here. If you need to do this now, do whatever you need to do to get the concept, you know, of sending forth the word to affect your situation, okay? Because desperate times call for desperate measures, amen? If you've been walking around in life and, you know, things haven't been working out for you the way that you feel they should, it just seems like something is amiss, it probably is because you're not applying the word of God and operating according to kingdom principles. Kingdom things are spiritual. We walk by faith, not by sight. We look not at things in the natural, okay? It's all spiritual. So if some things haven't been working out, you have been not doing what needs to be done. Okay, so now let me see if this will help you to get an understanding, wrap your brain around what I'm saying when I'm talking about situations and sending the word of God forth. Imagine you have some construction paper, and if, you know, you don't mind, and if you're not ashamed, like I said, desperate times calls for desperate measures. If you're not ashamed, you can do exactly what I'm about to tell you to do. Put it on the inside of your closet, get you a thumbtack, and stick it up there, and ain't nobody got to know it's in there but you. Just like that movie War Room, girl went in there in that closet and put her notes up, her prayers, and nobody got to know your business unless you tell them. But here's the thing. Okay, imagine you have some construction paper, and you draw a dartboard, okay? You know, the dartboard that you hang on a wall, I think it's usually red and black. It has numbers on it that people throw darts at, right? Okay, so let's say you cut out one. And you make you one. And let's say you section off your dartboard with sections that say health, finances, desires, etc. And let's say 3 times a week you're going to play darts, but you ain't playing because ain't nothing about this, you know, funny. This is not, this is serious stuff. But let's just say, hypothetically, you're going to play darts with a particular section of the dartboard that represents a part of your life. Let's take desires, for example. This is easy. This is very common. Ladies, let's say you want a husband. Well, first of all, we need to see what the Word of God says about that. When we go to the Word, what does the Word say about desires? It says he will give us the desires of our heart in Psalms 37, verse 4. Right? Okay? The Word also says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Now, that's just awesome right there. I mean, you can't get any plainer. It said that when you pray, he hears you. And if you know that he hears us, we can rest assured that we're going to get what we're praying for. But did you hear the key phrase? If we ask according to his will, let me read again, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. All right? So going back to desires. And ladies, want to be married. Is it the will of God? Is it the will of God that you can be married? Of course it is. If you want to. He already said in the book of Genesis, it's not good that man should be alone. Okay? But here's the thing. If you're praying for a mate, you got to pray according to his will. You cannot be sitting up here asking for somebody else's spouse. Okay? That will not now or ever be the will of God. All right? So again, Blog Talk, I said all this to say, get yourself prepared to become a spiritual sniper. Study the Word. Speak target area in your life. And you can't miss. The Word knows, especially if you're telling it the area. It can't miss. Okay? Just like Jesus sent the Word forth. Okay? Now, you know, if you're not that versed in the Word, then this is where you're going to have to do some work. I can't do it all for you. You know, the Bible says study to show thyself approved. And that's just not for clergy and preachers and stuff. That's for believers. So let's just say you need to know your area of focus. Okay, again, will be desires. You need to Google, you know, list of scriptures talk about desires. And you those scriptures and you read them, but I would like for you to try to read them in context and not take anything out of context, because we just can't pull a scripture, you know, out of the Word like a magician pulls a rabbit out of a hat and try to use it. It has to be used in context. All right, so you get your scriptures. And you get your little dartboard together, stand in front of your dartboard, and you look at that area of your life on that dartboard, and you speak towards it what the Word of God says about it, just like Jesus did, the centurion servant. He sent the Word forth. And again, the Bible says the servant was healed within the hour. So a lot of us are not seeing things happen in our lives because we're not doing the thing that we need to do. And here's the other thing. God's timing is not your timing. You can do what I'm telling you to do. You will see manifestation. But the other thing that you have to realize is you have to surrender your time to God's timing. You keep doing what you know to do. And when the appointed time has come, God will release it. He'll release it because he's faithful. He can't do anything but. He is not a man that he should lie. Amen? He has to be faithful to his character, who he is. If his word says it, that settles it. You can't do anything but cause to happen what you spoke from his word. That's all he can do. If you're speaking that word, he watches over it to perform it. Okay? The Bible says angels hearken to the word of God. There's some unemployed angels out here. They don't have a job. They don't have anything to do because ain't nobody speaking the word. They're just sitting around brushing their feathers. Y'all better get busy in the spirit realm. It's almost the end of October 2015, all right? I mean, this is a timeless teaching. I'm talking about principles in the kingdom of God. I don't care if you listen to this message in 2018, it will still apply. The word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm just teaching you something that you may not know because a lot of churches, believe it or not, don't preach on spiritual things. I mean, I hate to say it, but the pastor hasn't gone that deep in his study, okay? It's not a criticism. That's just a matter of fact. You know, I want you to know that when I put together these messages, I don't get on the radio just to be talking because the Lord has given me a very long to-do list, and I have a lot of things to do. And so when I get on Blog Talk and Minister, the Holy Spirit has given me a word for those that want to go higher in the things of God and that are trying to live right and apply the scriptures. You know, that's why I come online and I teach. I don't do it, you know, because I don't have anything else to do. I have plenty to do, please believe me. And the other thing is, I don't know how long you may have been listening to me, but Blog Talk is something that I do for free. I've been doing it for 5 years. I get no pay for this. I am not in somebody's radio studio. I am at home. The Holy Spirit told me to begin my ministry by ministering to people on the internet. So please don't think, you know, the more listeners that I have, please don't think the more listeners that I have, you know, I'm getting some type of residual income from this. No, I'm not. I am dedicated to what God has called me to. Amen. And so with that being said, a little automated lady just popped up in my ear and told me my time is just about up. So Blog Talk, I want to thank you for joining me. You are a blessing to me because as a host, I have a page. It shows me how many listeners I have. Shows me how many listeners I have that joined me live, and I can check it daily, and it shows me how many people came back and listened to the archived version. So I know you're there, and I know you're listening, and I just want you to know that as I see these numbers go up, it's a blessing to me because I know that I'm helping somebody. Amen. So I thank you for joining in. I want you to have a fabulous work week. Until we meet again, be blessed.